The United States condemned the hostage taking in Peru today, with the State Department calling it a shameful act of violence and terrorism. President Clinton offered American help in resolving the situation, though the White House is emphasizing that the Peruvian government is responsible for handling the crisis. Earlier this year, the State Department's Counterterrorism Office reported that the strength of the Tupac Amaru movement had greatly diminished in recent years. But today, U.S. officials called the guerrillas terrorists and urged Peru not to give in to their demands. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
According to the State Department, U.S. Ambassador Dennis Jett and his deputy chief of mission were both at the reception at the residence of the Japanese ambassador, but left about a half hour before the guerrillas entered. Two women who were held hostage and then released said today that as many as seven Americans are still being held at the residence, among them reportedly four officials of the U.S. Agency for International Development. The State Department won't confirm the presence of U.S. citizens among the hostages, saying it doesn't want to give the guerrillas more information about their captives. At the State Department today, spokesman Nick Burns urged the Peruvian government not to give in to the hostage takers.
The United States does not make concessions to terrorists. And we encourage others to follow that practice as well. Now, obviously, in a situation like this, where a great number of people are being held hostage, hundreds of people, innocent people, all of them being held hostage, it's obviously prudent for the Peruvian government to have some contact with the hostage takers. And I believe that they've had some sporadic contact. But our general policy is this: terrorists should not be rewarded for their crimes. Terrorists should not succeed in their crimes. And our policy is we don't make concessions. And that's our very strong advice to foreign governments.
Advice is about all the United States can offer for now. Peru, as the host country, is responsible for resolving the hostage crisis. There are diplomats from more than a dozen countries among the remaining hostages. And several of their governments today urged that Peru show restraint in dealing with the hostage takers. Masatoshi Mutu, a spokesman at the Japanese embassy in London, told the BBC today his government is urging moderation.
We would like all the efforts to secure the safety of the hostages first. I think we are very concerned. All we wish is the prompt release of the hostages and for all the people concerned to exert all their efforts to free their hostages.
If U.S. officials are among those being held at the residence, it would be the first time U.S. diplomats have been taken hostage in more than 10 years. In Latin America, hostage taking is a tradition. The incident in Lima is reminiscent of one in Managua, Nicaragua, in 1974. Sandinista revolutionaries that year raided a Christmas party and held people there hostage until the Nicaraguan government agreed to release imprisoned Sandinista leaders, among them Daniel Ortega, who went on to lead the Sandinistas to power in 1979. Tupac Amaru is smaller and less well-known than the other major guerrilla group in Peru, Sendero Luminoso, or Shining Path, which has attacked aid workers, missionaries, and other foreigners working in Peru. Cynthia McClintock is an expert on Tupac Amaru at George Washington University.
In the past, they have not been a bloodthirsty group. And again, the contrast is made to Sendero, which saw murder as just one other part of its arsenal. By contrast, Tupac Amaru has generally sought a variety of ways to achieve its goals, and there have not been many civilian deaths attributed to it.
The group has, however, staged spectacular actions before, such as when they rented a house near where one of their leaders was being held and then dug a tunnel in Freedom. State Department spokesman Nick Burns says Tupac Amaru is well known to the United States.
This group attacked the American Embassy in Lima in 1990 during the Gulf War with a rocket-propelled grenade. We know this group. Obviously, we have been doing what we can throughout the last decade to use our influence along with the Peruvian government to try to shut this group down.
The Tupac Amaru guerrillas at the Japanese ambassador's house are threatening to kill their hostages if their demands are not met. Cynthia McClintock says she thinks the guerrillas are counting on violence not being necessary.
My guess is that they would, you know, much prefer a situation in which they can sit down at the table with the Fujimori government and bargain for the release of prisoners, bargain for highlighting other demands that they have. But the question is whether the Fujimori government will feel that that is a viable strategy, given that it, for its part, achieved a lot of its popular support on the basis of having, quote, defeated terrorism.
With so many diplomats being held hostage, the Peruvian government may not feel free to decide its own policy in Lima. U.S. officials think the guerrillas chose to target a diplomatic event in order to internationalize the situation. I'm Tom Gelton in Washington.